I felt it.
Are we sure Joaquin pulled the trigger?
Pardon?
Hello, Addison!
Hello, Billy. Cheers. It is our last episode to talk about until season two of the Dutton Ranch.
Dutton Ranch season finale. We're going to get into our reviews, but like, give me like your letter grade only right now.
A.
A. Wow. Okay. If you're watching live, drop yours in the chat. I'd love to know. B. Solid B for this season. Season. I'm talking about the whole season, not just the finale.
Yeah. That's what I'm... Okay. Don't get me wrong. I understand the assignment.
I'm just making sure we're grading on the same curve. Okay.
No, we are. I'm excited. Obviously, we're going to get into that and kind of the nitty gritty. And I personally had an array of emotions when it came to Beulah. So I'm excited to hear kind of your thoughts on Beulah. But let's get into first, Billy, what is the poll question that you've got cooking currently?
Well, I would say the biggest topic in the chat and in the comments section after the finale was the potential for a crossover between Dutton Ranch and Marshalls. And we'll get into the reasons why in a little bit here. So this week's question was simple. Do you want a Dutton Ranch and Marshalls crossover? Addison?
Well, I'm excited to hear why you think there's going to be a crossover because I stopped watching the moment we stopped podcasting about it. So I feel like I don't know if I really can say anything because I don't know what's happening to Marshalls currently.
Well, it has less to do with the plot than it has to do with just some different things that people are saying, and then more of the plot with Dutton Ranch, which you're certainly well-versed on. Mm-hmm. I will say that the common theory for why there could be a crossover is wrong, and I'll explain that in a second. But so far, people are overwhelmingly in favor of these two shows crossing over. About 74% right now say, yes, I do want Dutton Ranch, which means simply that Casey appears on Dutton Ranch or that Beth and Rip appear on Marshalls.
Or Carter could individually appear? Or no, that feels too random.
Well, I suppose Marshalls. You probably could, but is that really moving the needle, though? Like, no. The whole point of a crossover would be to get fans to one show or the other. And I'm not sure people, if Carter shows up in the Marshalls preview, people are going to be like, oh my God, Carter, Finn it's Little, I got to see him. He's fine. I got nothing against him. I'm just saying he's not driving numbers.
Right. It is Beth and Rip. Like if we're taking Dutton Ranch as a whole, and then if we're taking Marshalls as a whole, it's Luke Grimes. It's Casey Dutton for sure.
100%.
I mean, do we delay at all? Should we get right into it? I know we'll have the trivia, our final trivia. No, I guess we'll only have the answers this week. Will we have a trivia?
Correct. Since this is our, we'll have a trivia answer. No new questions since this is going to be our last podcast episode for at least a month, probably longer, as we kind of just take a little bit of a break and retool for whatever comes next. But there's certainly a lot of talk to get into with episode 9 here. Where do you want to begin?
Let's talk about Mariano. He's as slick and slimy as a guy that I thought he would be.
I had hopes that there would be an ounce of good in him. Just because he was so respectful and kind to young Beulah in those clips. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to know what turned him bad. And finally, when Everett confronts Beulah about what she's doing with her cattle, she explains the full story of what happened to Joaquin.
My daddy forces him to make a deal. He takes the heat, disappears to Mexico. We take care of baby Joaquin in the short term. Anyway, something went down when they got to the border, and Mariano's wife, Joaquin's mother, was killed.
This is all after she explains that her father kind of blamed Mariano for her being raped. He was supposed to protect her, failed to do so. So he took the heat for that and he sent him back across the border.
I don't know about you, but I went through an array of emotions with Beulah. In the very beginning, I hated her. I was like, of course she's still freaking crooked and she's using Everett, not using Everett, but like isn't telling him Like, she's very much so entrenched in it. And then we got to that scene, and I pretty immediately changed my tune, where I was like, okay, she's being so truthful to him. I'm annoyed. And not that I don't know if I felt for her, but I almost understood why she's in the position that she's in. Like, I ended up still not hating her. They did a great job for me.
I'm not sure we could call Beulah Jackson a villain.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a big question mark for me where she's going to end out. I'll tell you who she reminds me a little bit of is, I'm forgetting his name. Season 1 and season 2 of Yellowstone. The Duttons are facing off against the neighbor who's trying to build up that resort. And in the end, they end up kind of becoming allies to face off against the Beck brothers. Dan Jenkins is his name. And you start to kind of, by the end, when Dan Jenkins is killed, mm-hmm. you feel a little bit bad for Dan Jenkins because he really wasn't trying to do anything illegal. He just kind of got wrapped up in some bad business and made some bad decisions. Beulah, I think, is similar in that regard. I don't know how to feel about her yet. I think at the end, she's probably going to be more Dutton ally than enemy. Especially now that I think we know all of her secrets. I think she'll try to, but I don't know. I mean, the death of her son could change everything.
Oh gosh. And we've got to talk about that too. Okay. Well, I'm like, do we go to Rob Will?
No, let's stick on Mariano for a second and kind of and run this through line here because early in the episode, and I thought this was fantastic. This is probably the first scene of the episode. Rob Will and Beth, Rip and Beth are checking the cattle, the newly imported cattle from Mariano, and they believe there's drugs inside the cattle. Rob Will approaches them. He's feeling all high and mighty after thinking he's in charge of the ranch, and he tries to fire Rip.
Get off my property.
Beulah hired me. She can fire me.
Oh, so can I. You and your little bitch.
Do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
I love that Beth is just back there smoking a cig of like, hold my beer. You have no clue what you're in for. I loved that scene. I was like, heck yeah.
And I imagine you loved it again when this happened later.
Oh. You're going to regret that.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Sweetheart.
That's
He's a badass. Oh, that's so weird. I hate that, but you're probably not wrong. She's like, please hold.
Yeah.
Please hold.
So they do end up finding the drugs. I'm going to save you the scene of Everett pulling kilos of fentanyl out of cow hides.
I wrote down, I said, and okay, this is like live time that I'm taking notes. I go, putting drugs in cattle? And then I was like, think about how they put it in there.
Yeah, that was pretty tough to watch. 3.5 kilos of what ended up being fentanyl. And it's worth like, what, $2 million is what they say. So Mariano obviously is keen to get that. Now, Mariano is already coming to town, right? Because remember that end of episode 8, Joaquin called him, said, I need some help. So he's already coming to town. Then Rob Will calls him, tells him went down on the ranch that day. Mariano starts plotting his revenge. He tells his men to go attack the Dutton Ranch. And he also gives some instructions to his son, Joaquin.
And me? I want you to kill your brother.
So messed up.
It was. And then flash forward, of course. Just actually, it was about 20 minutes later in the episode. The last 10 minutes, once again, of a Dutton Ranch episode were action-packed because Rob Will enters the house, has this very sweet, tender talk with Oriana. Mm-hmm. First of all, were you buying what Rob Will was selling when he was talking to Oriana?
I wanted to. No.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't get there. I was like, you're just a slimy little slimer. like at the end of the day, like I don't really trust you and you just want your daughter on your side. And yeah, he got what was coming. I also said on my notes, I go, ugh, Billy was right. You literally have called it from the beginning. You're like, Rob will not come to season two, more or less.
I didn't anticipate who kills him, though. And here we'll show. This is what. Now, to that point, let's watch this clip, which I'll admit I've shortened a little bit, but I didn't take out any of the key plot points. This is how we find out Rob Will was killed.
Natalie Alin Lind, phenomenal actress. Right there in that scene is where I was like, she did an amazing, amazing job. I felt it.
Are we sure Joaquin pulled the trigger?
Pardon? Who do you think pulled the trigger?
Because we see a car pull away. It seems like there's a lot of those vehicles. Beulah was just driving one around earlier, this very, very similar type of SUV that Joaquin was driving around and that pulled away after. We never see Joaquin shoot him. All we see is it shoots to Joaquin with the gun a little bit later.
Exactly. So why would you think that that would be a scene? Are you saying like it was almost like he was going to go kill Joaquin, but he's looking down at the gun to decide, does he really want to do it? And in all reality, Beulah went and shot him. There is no way that literally Beulah went and shot him.
Okay, so who else is possible?
Who else drives that car?
Miguel.
Does he?
Well, he's the family driver, right?
Did you get some insight after talking to him that I don't know about?
I didn't, but okay. A couple things struck me as odd. First of all, whoever did it rang the doorbell. I thought that was kind of strange. Knowing Rob Will would answer. Like, how awkward would it have been if Joaquin was the shooter, he rings the doorbell, and Oriana opens the door instead? Like, how did the person know that Joaquin would be the one who would come to the door?
Okay, why would you think that would be Miguel? Like, why would Miguel know that?
Why would Joaquin ring the doorbell? Why wouldn't he just hide around Miguel the corner of the house? Doorbell? Okay, so maybe it wasn't any of them. Maybe there was a secret hitman. I'm just, my point here is that we never saw Joaquin pull the trigger and kill Rob Will. I 80% believe he's the one who did it, but we didn't see it happen. And this isn't a show that shies away from showing us the moment. See Jamie Dutton killing his father, Garrett Randall, season 4 of Yellowstone.
Dang, I didn't even think about that. A lot of people in the comments are thinking Miguel.
It does seem to be. The reason I don't think it could have been Beulah is because she comes in soon after. Now, the timing works. Beulah just happens to come in. But she looked genuinely distraught. And we got another one of those, like, great Annette Bening Beulah Jackson sort of.
Correct. Oh, yep. That was exactly. You know, Billy, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you have a shot of being an actor.
Stick at your day job. Isn't she kind of becoming a meme on her own? Like, every time there's something surprising, she's just
a gas. Yeah.
It's like,
no, okay. I agree. I just, like, her reaction felt so pure. I mean, I would have 8 million other questions if she was being facetious.
Yeah. I agree, but I haven't seen anybody on the show, like the cast has done a ton of interviews, and we'll get to some of those in a little bit. I haven't seen anybody on the show say, oh yeah, when Joaquin kills Rob Will, it's more just about when Rob Will died. Just something to keep an eye on back there that maybe we got it all wrong with regards to Rob Will's shooter.
You want to know what really surprised me?
I do.
Are we going to talk about the fact that they slid the potential of Oriana being pregnant by potential? I mean, I guess she is pregnant. I never saw I couldn't see the sign, but I couldn't see the pregnancy stick, like if it said pregnant or not, but I assumed by her reaction she was.
Yeah. No, I think so too. And in an interview with, I believe, Variety, Natalie Lynn Lind talks about being her character being pregnant. So definitely a confirmed pregnancy there. That to me was the most shocking part of the episode. I did not anticipate an Oriana pregnancy.
Well, it just felt very much so shoehorned in there a little bit. Other than my only thought with that was it's obviously setting us up for season two. But it didn't, I'm going to be honest, it didn't feel needed. Like, that's not, that information is not keeping me hooked for season two. There's other things that are keeping me hooked.
Real talk about Oriana and just what's going on in the Yellowstone universe. This is the most fertile group of people. Anytime anybody who is not married has sex, it ends up in a pregnancy. And we're talking about Elizabeth and Alexandria on 1923. Like, they both got pregnant the first time.
That's true.
Remember Beth Dutton's first time with Rip, young Rip, true, way back in the day. She got pregnant. That's pretty much the reason we're here. Now Oriana and Carter, one time, boom, Beulah. A baby is made. Beulah, yep. That's another really good one. I forgot about that one. I found myself Googling the odds of getting pregnant after a single act of it's like 30%. You know, it's much, much lower than these shows would have you believe, because they're batting 1,000. Like, you boom, boom, and boom is what's going on with these shows.
Well, they don't have enough time. They've got to make it 100% success rate.
Yeah, and then
good point, though.
So she's pregnant. Carter doesn't know yet, right?
No. But she just is like, let's run away together and be together. Because little do you know, we're about to start a family. Gosh, Carter is a child. Maybe that's the thing that like actually brings him to not being a child, but it's about to be a child having a child.
I don't know how to feel about Oriana at this point either. Like you mentioned Beulah, like I loved Oriana, then I kind of hated her and I was annoyed by her. Now I kind of like her again. I feel bad for her, certainly. Like, in the end of the day, I don't know where Oriana lands in all of this either.
She kind of just doesn't take up brain space for me.
Really?
Like I don't leave thinking. I think I'm more so set on Beulah right now. And honestly, Joaquin. Yeah. She, like, really, I haven't thought much about her.
I think Carter and Oriana scenes together, like, those are some of my more enjoyable scenes. I think this is why I keep coming back to them, because I find them to be really compelling on screen together. I just, you know, when she's alone and she does some things, then I don't like her as much anymore. But no, I find her scenes to be pretty interesting. I mean, this could be for the obvious reasons here. Let's not sugarcoat what this could possibly be, why I'm more interested in Oriana than you. Hey, come on. I'm just being honest.
Just like I was more interested in the 1923 Brandon Sklinner scenes. I get it.
100%. We have our interests, and don't shade me for it.
I'm not. Oh.
Oh, boy. I mentioned Natalie Lynn Lind in an interview with Variety. In that interview, she revealed that season two of Dutton Ranch set to start filming early 2027.
What's the big deal about that? We knew that season two is coming.
The timeline is important. So sassy. I think because there's a lot of people believing that there's going to be a crossover between the two plots of Marshall's and Dutton Ranch. Dutton Ranch scheduled to start airing in the fall. Scheduled to start airing in the fall. Dutton Ranch not filming to early next year. I think that creates some conflict. I think it sets a little bit of a timeline for when we might see this show, right? We're thinking maybe spring, summer would be my guess of 2027.
I agree.
We could get another May release.
If not, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, so I guess this potentially disproves the idea of the crossover of Marshalls and Dutton Ranch.
That certainly is potential for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's Do we want to talk about that now, or?
I mean, I don't know. We can hold off on it.
Let's see, Fenton in the Kennel. Let's get to that now. Let's get to that now. Okay, might as well, since it's a natural sort of intersection. Here's why it will happen, and then why it won't happen, and then what the cast is saying. And I think in all three points, it's really interesting. Why it's going to happen is because there's similar plots, right? Both Tate and Carter have been kidnapped, so to speak, at the end of their respective shows. Casey and Beth ended Yellowstone very much on good terms. They miss each other, right? It's just natural for family to keep in touch. Tate's coming to Texas, supposedly, since he went with the would-be kidnapper. So there's going to be some geographical interest. Also, I think Marshall's especially would benefit from Rip and Beth showing up on that show. I would be very curious to see, like, if they do end up crossing over, which network gets the advantage there. Yep. My guess is probably CBS, because Marshall's could use a little bit more help than Dutton Ranch, but I could be wrong. Seems to make sense. Why it won't happen is what we were just talking about. Logistics and organization. Like, it's going to take a big amount of organization to get these shows on the same timelines, so to speak. And right now, Dutton Ranch isn't organized. They just changed showrunners. They just got through season one. Everybody's talked about how it was a little bit intense, a little bit chaotic. They're not filming until January. Marshall's is going to have this Carter or Tate kidnapping plotline resolved by what? Episode 4, episode 5? That's just how CBS procedurals work, yeah. Right? The Carter kidnapping we're not even going to see that revisited until next spring or summer. So it's not like they're on different timelines, so to speak. And I think that's going to make it difficult because, and this is what Beth Dutton, Kelly Riley even talked about in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, like it was a big opportunity missed when Beth and Rip didn't show up at Monica's funeral. And this is the article here from TV Insider. They talk a little bit about the potential of a crossover and a collaboration between these shows. And I'm just kind of scrolling through the article here. You can kind of read what they wanted to by themselves. I'll drop a link to this article in the video. But logistically, they're on different timelines. Like Marshall's is much further ahead. And Kelly Riley says she thinks it was a pretty big missed opportunity. Here's that part right here that they missed Monica's funeral. She imagines there will be some sort of checking in on her brother. I think it's something that was a missed opportunity, quite honestly, but we're all both trying to start up these big shows. And I think we can see where there are gaps, where we can see where things are going to be fixed. I think if they cross over, it's not going to be this plot line. It's not going to be the Tate Carter plot line. It's going to be something different.
Yeah.
Maybe an end of Marshall's season 2 to beginning of Dutton Ranch season 2 crossover makes the most sense for both shows. Cause then boom, you get a nice guest star appearance at the end of Marshall's for the finale, and bam, the next week it kicks off season 2 of Dutton Ranch. Does that make sense? I know it was a lot of talking, a little confusing.
I mean, I was tracking. I kind of like, oh, shoot, where to go? Joseph says, what if they just have Casey make a guest appearance on Dutton Ranch and help rescue Carter? I don't know if you can have a guest appearance like that with someone so pivotal in the Dutton family. Like, would that be just a massive tease? Like, no offense, Riley Green. It makes sense why you're making a guest appearance. I'm not going to miss you. Not that I'm not going to miss you when you're gone, but like, you weren't a key player in the beginning, you know? But like, maybe you could have a guest.
So here's another similar plot point is the cartel and Dutton Ranch is dealing fentanyl. In Marshall's, they're dealing with a big fentanyl ring in the Broken Rock Reservation. So what if these kidnappers in Dutton Ranch move north to Montana to hide Carter? Then maybe that's how Casey would get involved.
Okay.
But again, I don't see the benefit of Luke Grimes coming over to Paramount Plus for an episode. I more think it's likely that Beth and Rip would do a one-off episode on Marshall's. That seems to make more sense for me.
You know what? This all seems a hairball of a mess for legality sake, contract sake.
Well, you're not wrong, right? Because these shows are not only have contracts with the actors, mm-hmm. they're trying to avoid not looking too much like Yellowstone, so the peacock doesn't start streaming them, and that's a whole nother conversation. That said, Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser both spoke fondly of this idea. They both were very much in favor of a crossover. They talked about how much they loved working with Luke Grimes. They're like family. And they were kind of cheeky about it throughout that interview with TV Insider, saying like, maybe it'll happen. So I do think it'll happen, but I just don't think it's going to happen how we all think it's going to happen with Carter and Tate.
He actually just makes a drive-by, waves, good to see y'all, and that's all we get.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Carter, Billy, I'm just annoyed with him. He is the reason he is kidnapped. Pisses me off.
I don't disagree. Like, he just needed to pick up his phone. But I kind of am forgiving him. I'm finding myself forgiving Carter at the end of the day. Like, I'm not mad at him. You're mad at him. I can see you're mad. You're angry at him.
I'm annoyed. I'm not. Well, just as like, he got kidnapped because he didn't answer the phone or give Beth 2 cents of time to express like, hey, you're in danger. Here's why. And instead, he's just being his stubborn little butt. And of course he gets kidnapped.
There were some people that predicted a Carter kidnapping at the end of this. It surprised me. I didn't think that Mariano had it in him to go kidnap Carter. But some people predicted that. And now we get to see like full on Mama Bear, Beth Dutton, kind of almost on the attack like she's been throughout Yellowstone. Like they were playing a lot of defense throughout season one of Marshalls. Now they're definitely going on offense for what should be pretty aggressive opening start to season two.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how Carter eventually gets out of all this. Speaking
Yeah. I'm hoping that he works himself out in ways and like it's a show of development for him.
Let's hope so, or I'm not going to be able to watch season two. I mean, that's so dramatic. I will be watching season two, but I mean, it'll be hard.
Do you think that if Joaquin did indeed kill Rob Will, do you think Oriana gets revenge?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
I don't distrust. And then if she carries the baby full term, you know, those hormones are going to be raging. Mama Bear is going to come out. She's going to take him out, period.
So you're mad. This is the scene in my, we have Oriana in her usual Daisy Dukes outfit with cowboy boots,
but
a big round pregnancy bump and a shotgun killing Rob, killing Joaquin at some point. Like that is going to be an image. Meme that. Whoever is in charge of the fan art on our show, if they could just go ahead and meme pregnant Oriana killing Joaquin, that would be fantastic.
That would be pretty epic. Also, sorry for those who are watching. My light just went out, so I still think I'm fine.
Oh, no.
Well, I know.
Hey, side note here. What's your hat today? The Hotel del Coronado.
Hotel del Coronado, the Del Hotel. It's a place in San Diego.
Can I make a proposition that if people send you baseball caps, you'll wear them during future Dutton Ranch?
Yes. Disclaimer, though, because we got to be careful on that statement. As long as there's no profanity, they're appropriate.
Right.
Okay. There's some guidelines. I totally would. I think that's fun. And yeah, sorry,
nothing
I realized.
Political.
Yeah, nothing political, or I won't wear them.
Right. Okay.
Like, keep it G. But I for sure would wear it. That's fun. I don't know all where right. we have them send it, but that's fun.
If that's you have a hat, you can add us to wear. staff@tasteofcountry.com, and we'll mail it to the studio. It's a safe spot, I think, for it to get mailed to, and you can pick it up. And if there's a story behind the hat, or how do we feel about charitable causes? If there's like a good charitable cause behind a hat, are you up for that, or you just want silly fun?
No. I love deep mean. I mean, a lot of my hats have pretty. I mean, this one's I grew up here, but. I love really neat reasoning behind it. Oh, see, the power plant knows Coronado Island is where the Navy SEALs train. Fun fact, the civilian part of the island is only like a mile long. The rest of it is, where the Navy SEALs train. That's awesome.
Well, here's a nice note. Milo says I applied for the Afrikaner refugee program to the U.S. and applied to be a marshal, excited and hoped to be accepted. All right. Wait, wishing you
super
well.
Super cool.
Great audience today. We see a lot of the usuals. Chad checked in. IG Nats is in. I've been saying LG Nats for the longest time. Johnny, we see you. Haven't seen Tommy yet, so maybe he's just taking a day off, which is certainly fine. A lot of new names too, which we really appreciate showing up in the chat. So this is our last episode of the season, and I know we're going to move on and talk a little bit more about episode 9 here in a second, but we did talk briefly last week about what we might cover next. I think the consensus was more like maybe do Lioness or just wait till Landman or, you know, whatever else Taylor. I mean, Tulsa King maybe, but there wasn't a lot of people that were craving Tulsa King.
Don't make me.
You don't like Tulsa King? No, and it's not, it's not my favorite show either, but it's fun. It's a fun show. I will say.
I mean, I'll do whatever pays the bills, you know?
Unless we want to cover.
Oh my gosh. Two in one episode. This is unheard of.
Radio Times reporting that Yellowstone and Landman creators' new Scottish drama tipped to begin filming in Scotland next month.
Why?
Hang with me. Because this actually kind of sounds good. It's called The Laird. All right. This is a Taylor Sheridan jam. It's going to start filming. It's a Scotland-set drama. Its focus will be on a large estate owned by someone in the country. It'll explore links between Scotland and America. Remember that a lot of the origins of the Dutton family, they were Scottish. Before 1883, they emigrated from Scotland and came over. And here's kind of the quote that has me interested. A dark chapter of the country's history, many Scots also became involved in the transatlantic slave trade, becoming rich. This could be a period piece set pre-1883, a prequel to the prequel that explores whoever James Dutton's father or great-grandfather was.
Okay. I actually could. I thought it was going to be something where essentially we were just going to get a Dutton family 2.0, like current day. And that's why I started shaking my head. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Okay.
Set for release in 2027 on Paramount Plus. How did this slip under the radar for so long? Like, this is literally the first I've heard of The Laird. I don't even know if I'm saying that correct.
One, because the name is hard. And two, because there's been they've pushed Dutton Ranch and all that so much. Or Landman, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's not, respectfully, there's new shows coming out every single day.
That's a good point. All right, a couple of comments here. Mark says it's a playoff of Mobland. The Power Plant says Laird is Gaelic for Lord. And also says, thanks, Outlander. Outlander is a book series that was turned into a Netflix show. I believe Netflix. Are you familiar with The Outlander?
No, because you know what? The first thing that goes into my head? Zoolander. I'm fully aware those aren't one and the same.
The Outlander is sort of I forget what century, 15th or 16th century Scottish drama. I read the first two books. It is very good, very violent, very visual, and the romance scenes are extensive and frequent. Like, it is...
It was the pause. That's all I needed to know.
Into the book. And I think that's part of the reason why people watch. I haven't watched the show yet.
Okay. wait a minute. Outlander. Wait, who's in this?
The big redhead. I don't remember who the cast is.
Okay. Wait, talk amongst yourself. I actually think I've seen this.
Have heard Samuel L. Jackson is friendly when seen out and about in Frisco, Texas. I'm close, however. Traffic is horrible in Frisco. All right, little Frisco, Texas traffic report there. It's appreciated. Outlander set in the 17th and 18th century. Taylor Sheridan, by the way, also has a new movie coming out called Fast, starring Brendan Sklenner.
Then you know I'm going to see it. Yeah. Done.
Yep. He's in for it. So, Yeah, a lot going on that with that guy, man. The Laird. I'm looking forward to that. That's it, by the way, for breaking news. I promise. So you can turn your volumes back up.
Something that we haven't covered yet before we get into we're going to grade season one of Dutton Ranch. We didn't talk about Everett's son.
Yeah. We really didn't talk about Everett and Beulah at all yet. And I thought they had more good scenes together. I mean, good conversational scenes. It wasn't scenes show stealers, but
we need to talk about at the very end. Beulah and Everett.
You don't want to talk about it? You're not buying, you're not loving that romance.
Well, no. It's not that I'm not loving it. I just don't think there was so much to talk about other than she spilled her guts.
That's true.
And then we learned about Everett's son.
Yeah, they talk about how why Beulah turned to the drug trade, by the way, is because there was a drought, they needed money, Joaquin brought the idea, yada, yada, yada. But towards the end, after, we also didn't talk about Mariano's men and their attempted attack on the Duttons, which went predictably horribly for them. All of them were killed and thrown into the mine shaft that's become the train station. It's almost like a footnote of the show, which is kind of amusing.
Which that part feels so unlikely. Like not one, one did survive. You know what I mean? Like that feels, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure you're a great shot, but like, are you that good?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
That bad? Well,
we find out in the last 10 minutes, as Beth is cleaning up, she says that she feels like the whole world is sucking everything she loves away from her. And Everett says he's felt that before because
I had a son. He was 14. And I guess he just wasn't made for this world.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
What does that mean?
I wondered that too. He was 14, wasn't made for this world. My first guess is he died by suicide.
Oh, mine also is like cancer or something.
No, I feel like that means like he couldn't compete against the struggles of being a teenager and, you know, I guess would have been the 80s, 70s or 80s or however long ago it was. But it's not said explicitly. Or he was really, really rambunctious and did dangerous things and maybe got into drugs or something and died that way. So I think we'll find that out probably in season two, a little bit more detail there, I think.
Should we get to it, Billy? Should we get to
it? Yeah, we want to get to reviews and then a little bit on season two of Dutton Ranch. And then I also have a trailer for Marshall's season two, by the way. Season two Marshall's teaser, which we don't have to talk about much, but it's worth showing. But anyway, where do you want to go first?
We're going to grade Dutton Ranch season one. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. I gave it an A. I think the storyline did a really good job of not sticking on the romance too much. I mean, we see the romance of, or maybe let's split into thirds. One third, we have romance of between Beulah, Everett. Where did I go? I'm not on the screen. Beulah and Everett and Oriana and Carter. And then Rip and Beth. What I loved about that is I felt like it balanced love and romance also with a little bit more tension of like, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy when it goes to Joaquin, when it goes to Beulah. We dealt with all of that. Why it didn't give me an A+, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I wish that there was a little bit more ruffling feathers in the sense of, I don't love seeing a ton of killing, so I'm not saying this is what I would have preferred, but like at the end with Mariano's men coming in, into the Dutton Ranch and the Duttons having to defend it like that. I was like, okay, we needed a little bit more of this. This is why it's not getting an A+. We needed a little bit more of this, but I really enjoyed the storylines. I think we got some depth of just lifestyle, but then also I loved just the cattle portion and the cowboying. And I mean, it was one of the shows. I always base it off of would Addison watch this if this was not something I did for work. And the answer would be yes.
I'm interested that you wanted slightly more violence. I think that is fair. It was all kind of bottled up until the very end. Well, we say that, but there was some pretty good violence, right? Chet was killed early on. Oh, Wes was killed in the very first episode.
That's just killing, though. That was just like, you're dead to me, right? Literally, by, unless of like, okay, tension, a struggle.
I see Milo is giving it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I wonder what that would be grading scale of. That'd be a B? B plus?
Yeah. That's where I land. I'm giving the show a B. Okay. Maybe even just for now. Because in the end, I struggle to make sense of some pretty basic things like who is the villain and who isn't. And I know that complexity is why people like shows like this. But for me, it really kind of destabilized the show. They never really totally got the balance right. There were just episodes that got too far away from Beth and Rip. And I think as a whole, the most interesting drama didn't even happen with Beth and Rip. It happened over at the Jackson's Ten Petal Ranch.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the Carter-Oriana story arc at the end because they were just really compelling on screen every time you saw them. I got excited to see them. I just think there was too many competing plot points to get everything right. And I think at the end of the day, that's why I vote no on the Dutton Ranch Marshalls crossover, is because we already have too much to wrap our brains around. Adding that into the mix is like, you know, you can make a really good sandwich with 3 or 4 ingredients. You don't need to make a Dagwood sandwich this tall for it to be tasty. And season 1 of Dutton Ranch was a little bit of a Dagwood sandwich. And it was good. I enjoyed it. I too would watch it if I didn't have to cover it for work. But it wasn't the best Taylor Sheridan experience ever.
Okay. You said you had a season 2 preview of Marshalls. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Staff at Taste of Country, by the way, is staff at Taste of Country.
What
is our email address?
It's staff@tasteofcountry.com. Don't worry, guys. You know, I might mess up our outro, but Billy can't get our email.
I'm new here. Season 2 of Marshalls, Paramount released a 30-second teaser video last week.
I've heard stories about the Duttons.
The fact that you're doing this tells me you haven't heard them all.
No one escapes unscathed from death and violence. That's Dutton way. Dun, dun,
dun. I'm not really sure that we learned anything new there.
No, but he's just saying
it is the latest from him.
Hold my beer. I'm dangerous. You don't know the Duttons. Period.
Yeah. It's good to see Casey's kind of fallen in line, though, with what the Duttons truly are. He resisted it for so long, but now he's just like, screw it. You don't mess with us. Scarlett says the childish actions of Carter made me grade it an A. Fair. It'll be interesting to see how the new EP will affect season 2. That is the guy from SEAL Team. I think that will be interesting. A lot of A-minus, I think, is what we're seeing in the chat for the most part. And I think that's all fair. We're in the same range. I tend to review a little bit more harshly than others, admittedly.
You said it, not me. I'm trying to see if we covered everything.
I think we did. Can I show you one more thing? Sure. Oh, there's one more thing. People requested right off the top that I'd never even got to it. We learned early on that Mariano's mother died at the border, which means Addison.
Oh gosh, a family tree.
It's time for a new updated family tree here. And I think this is the latest version. I debated whether or not to put little bebe Oriana there on the family tree, but I figured that might be a little premature.
Little bebe. Yeah.
Well, we know Mrs. Senora Reyes is now dead. Luke is dead. And that's kind of where we end up with the Ten Petal Ranch family and staff. Over on the Jackson side, it's still pretty straightforward. You have everybody we had really at the beginning of the show, right?
They got lucky.
I guess we know who Azul's wife is and that he's pregnant, or that she's pregnant, but that's about all. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Let's move on to, let's get to trivia.
I don't trivia. Yeah, last trivia of the season here. So we're just providing an answer for last week. Mm-hmm. But you can check out Taste of Country store if you want to check out the Dutton Rules merchandise. The Better Call Rip t-shirts are certainly a favorite. We have some other choices up there as well. And the one correct answer from all correct answers is always chosen as a trivia winner. Last week's question, actor Finn Little made his film debut in 2019 alongside a future Dutton Ranch castmate. Who was it? And what was the movie? Did you know?
No, but I do know now because you sent me the trailer. I didn't know until I was mid interview with Finn Little, where he was saying that Jai Courtney and him had worked together, and I was like, oh,
yeah, awesome. Finn Little actually provided this trivia question himself in that interview, which, by the way, you can find a link to in the description. Edited by Panda on YouTube, knew that it was a 2019 movie called Storm Boy, and Jai Courtney played Highway Tom, the fisherman father of Finn's titular, I've never known how to pronounce this word, titular character, the title character.
Didn't know that.
The main character. He is Storm Boy.
Words can be hard. Let's just simplify them.
A curious look at movie looks kind of interesting. I did not watch it myself, but congratulations to Edited by Panda. I've left a comment beneath your comments. You can email me and we'll get you hooked up with that Dutton Rules t-shirt.
I can't decide if people are giving me a hard time about Texas A&M in the comment section, but how do I feel about Joaquin and Aggie killing Rob Will? No comment. And then someone was saying, do we think we're still going to see the plot of the A&M plot throughout? I hope not.
I think people are giving you a hard time.
They are. And my friend who went to A&M with me, we both were like, why is A&M being painted in such a bad light? Yeah. Don't knock College Station, though. There's nothing there. Except A&M. Oh, Billy, we are not about to take a trip to A&M. College Station. No, the college is what created College Station, which is awesome. Living there as a college student, it's fun because everyone's obsessed with A&M because that's all there is. Anyways, let's get to
what's next.
Q&A. We're going to go to some Q&A. The first one is from Ain't Going Over Borders Cuba says, that was a mouthful. I'm wondering how Mariano knew how to find Carter. He's got eyes everywhere.
At first I thought that the sheriff might have given him up because we don't know where the sheriff lies, but I'm guessing it was probably Miguel who knew that Carter's been hanging out at Dwight's place. Because remember, the sheriff was there with Oriana on one of their sort of supervised dates earlier in the season. But I wondered that too during the kidnapping.
And then he's also the one that killed Rob Will, and he's going to die in season two. Done.
I'm surprised Miguel got to the end of season two. When I talked to that actor, Berto Colon, he indicated that he probably would, but I still wasn't betting on him.
I think he maybe foreshadowed that he's dying in season two. Anyways, moving on. Daryl on YouTube says, the problem is that cattle crossing the border are put into quarantine for 30 days. Anything with fresh stitches would be turned back.
So we don't this have 30 is days regards, to get through. This is with regards to the cattle that have the drugs in them. There's been numerous people who have pointed out some inaccuracies with regards to smuggling and border patrol and control and how that works. Go ahead and read the next one here, because I think it's read the anonymous one next, because that speaks to this point.
Okay. The anonymous one, The anonymous one says, I worked the Mexican border for many years, and the only cross-border livestock smuggling we came across was cattle/horses being stolen from the U.S. and smuggled into Mexico.
There's another sentence under that.
Oh, sorry. Let me scroll up. At one point at the end of episode 8, they mentioned fake cattle paperwork to get through Border Patrol. I can say with some level of authority that this is not something that is under BP. I can say with some level of authority that this is not something that is under BP's purview.
Yeah. Okay. Need one of those Mickey Mouse things to bounce over the words. I think since it's an illegal cattle operation, they're probably avoiding certain levels of government oversight, but you still have to get a truck full of cows across the border and people are going to notice that.
Yeah.
You can't really hide that. So yeah, I don't know if it was spot on, like how realistic this cattle smuggling scheme is. I don't know that I really care either. Like I'm good with it. I thought it was clever and it produced a really impressionable scene of Everett sticking his arm. One person on YouTube, I believe it was Boise Blue, who's been a regular viewer, remembered something that I also experienced as a kid at Michigan State University. We would go on these field trip tours of the cattle farm, and these cows, these milk cows, would have these giant plugs into the side of their cow, like right into their sides. Huge plugs. You could stick both arms in them. I don't know how they got those plugs in there, but I think it was some sort of research. And like they were oozing like this weird liquid. It was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen as a kid. And she brought that up because she's experienced it as well. Maybe we're about the same age. But it was like a recessed memory came flooding back. I'm like, oh, my God, that's exactly what this was with Everett sticking his hand in there and pulling fentanyl out. Terrible.
Okay,
terrible
moving on. I did not need the,
please,
the
move on. Why did you bring that up, Madison?
Gosh. just me. The Joe Freak on YouTube says, why did no one call the police or DEA the moment the drugs were found? All this could have been avoided if they involved the authorities. It's not like Rip and Beth were criminally complicit. Yeah, but then you have Mariano.
I mean, that's just not how Rip and Beth roll. They don't like to get the cops involved in anything. Yeah, that is a very reasonable question. That is a very reasonable question. So, but I never even considered that they might do it.
I have one more for us from at Latasha Cherney, who says, you need to cover the show Dark Winds. I have suggested this a few times. What is that?
I don't know a lot about the show Dark Winds, but it's several seasons in. And I think it'd be kind of difficult to pick up covering a show that was so deep into it because people have already sort of started that conversation. Unless there was some insurance. Like when we started covering Yellowstone, we kind of had an idea that there was going to be spinoff and after spinoff. So we knew there were some legs to it. You know, a show that's a few seasons in could be nearing its end. By the time we caught up to speed, found an audience and everything, it might not be worth it. Although I have no doubt that it's a very good show.
All righty, staff at tasteofcountry.com is where you can email us with your thoughts and grading on season one of Dutton Ranch. Also, go on and leave your rating on this YouTube video. Or, I mean, not the rating of the YouTube video, the rating of the show on this YouTube video. Or rate it. You know, you
want to rate the show too. Feel free. Yeah, we'll take your ratings, especially on Apple. It's been a long, long time since we got a review on the Apple podcast. Really, like a year.
Please review us on Apple. Tell me how great I am. Only positive things. I'll wear my cowboy hat next time. I realize it was in the beginning. They're like, what about your cowboy hat? I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Next time. That's a season two surprise.
Have I showed you this, by the way? More fan art. I don't remember if I shared this last time.
I sent that to you, Billy.
Yeah, that was, we were talking about I might look like in a cowboy hat, and that's not far off. I don't have much gray, but
my favorite is specifically that they put the family tree behind you.
100%. So here's the original, by the way, where I look 20 years older in this picture.
You do. You need some good skincare.
Yeah,
oh, well, yeah, you never forget. I was glowing. You
a great glow.
Great glow. And it says, can't out Texas me. They know. Yeah. They know. Well, until next time. Oh, thank you so much, Chad. Chad says, thank you, Billy and Addison, for another great Taste of Country podcast covering Dutton Ranch. Okay. Clearly, I have out-talked myself. Dutton Ranch is what we are hosting, not Dutton Ranch. Okay.
Music this week. Take a deep breath. Take a sip of soda. Music this week as Mariano enters the Oasis, which is an actual bar that someone who watches the podcast has played in before. The song was the Ransom Brothers and a song called Black Flags. That was really the only song of significance this week. Big thanks for watching, listening, etc., etc. And we hope to see you soon.
Y'all, as always, the Yellowstone Taylor. Nope, the Dud.
Oh, Addison! We're so good. We're so good. So good. The whole season of this podcast, you were like a pro. You were like Carol from This American Life. Just did not stumble.
I can't believe I was solid. I felt like all of a sudden I was going over a speed bump, and then there was just another speed bump, and I just kind of kept doing this. All right, y'all. Retake. The Dutton Ranch. No, what the heck is our... Who is our podcast? Dutton Rules. Okay. The Dutton Rules. Yellowstone. Okay, Billy, stop. Y'all, I'm being serious. The Dutton Rules Yellowstone Franchise Podcast is another smile-worthy, investigative, tear-worthy, all-the-emotions-worthy Town Square Media Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've so enjoyed covering Dutton Ranch. And more to come.
Just disappointed in you, Addison. Bye.